Navajo police SWAT teams watched from nearby rooftops as residents filed into the Tuba City chapter house this week. More than 200 people packed the meeting hall, with another 60 outside protesting. President Shelley called the meetings to educate the public about a proposed settlement of Navajo and Hopi claims against the Little Colorado River. In exchange for waiving those claims, the Navajo and Hopi would receive $300 million in water development projects. But Belmont resident Bill Batoni says Navajo police made him leave a public hearing in Ganado Thursday because his T-shirt urges Navajos to reject the legislation.
You know, I asked the guy, I said, well, why are you violating my freedom of speech? And he just said that, well, they don't want any negative ads in the building. And I said, well, if I wore a T-shirt that said, I'm in favor of 2109, would you still remove me? And he said, that's not the point. And I said, that is the point.
President Shelley's press secretary, Ernie Zaw, confirmed that police are not allowing anyone with signs, including T-shirts, inside the buildings where the hearings are held. He says police are at the meetings to protect the public and to ensure that both sides are heard. Meetings will continue next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in Loup, Teetstow, and Fort Defiance, Arizona. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Shelley Smithson.